Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, today is Wednesday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching is entitled, This is Joseph.
A reading from the book of Genesis. When hunger came to be felt throughout the land of Egypt, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, Pharaoh directed all the Egyptians to go to Joseph and do whatever he told them. When the famine had spread throughout the land, Joseph opened all the cities that had grain and rationed it to the Egyptians, since the famine had gripped the land of Egypt. In fact, all the world came to Joseph to obtain rations of grain, for famine had gripped the whole world. The sons of Israel were among those who came to procure rations. It was Joseph, as governor of the country, who dispensed the rations to all the people. When Joseph's brothers came and knelt down before him with their faces to the ground, he recognized them as soon as he saw them. But Joseph concealed his own identity from them and spoke sternly to them. With that, he locked them up in the guardhouse for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to his brothers, "Do this and you shall live, for I am a God-fearing man. If you have been honest, only one of your brothers need be confined in this prison, while the rest of you may go and take home provisions for your starving families. But you must come back to me with your youngest brother. Your words will thus be verified, and you will not die." To this they agreed. To one another, however, they said, "Alas, we are being punished because of our brother. We saw the anguish of his heart when he pleaded with us, yet we paid him no heed. That is why this anguish has now come upon us." Reuben broke in, "Did I not tell you not to do wrong to the boy? But you would not listen. Now comes the reckoning for his blood." The brothers did not know, of course, that Joseph understood what they said, since he spoke with them through an interpreter. But turning away from them, he wept. The word of the Lord. If we look closely, we see that Joseph stands on many street corners, beaches, open seas, factories, borders, and households around the world. I don't mean the Joseph who was governor of Egypt, who oversaw the rationing of grain to all who were hungry. I mean the Joseph whose brothers sold him off as a slave out of spite and jealousy. As we hear in today's first reading, Joseph's brothers acknowledged that they saw the anguish of his heart when he pleaded with them, yet they paid him no heed. The brothers' consciences seemed to have suddenly been pricked at this moment of vulnerability. You'll recall earlier in this story, in chapter 37 of Genesis, they had first intended to kill Joseph, but instead they threw him into a pit to die of starvation and eventually sold him into slavery. Then they lied to their father Jacob, saying that Joseph had been mauled to death by a wild animal. As the story is told in the scriptures, there is little remorse among the brothers until this moment in today's reading, when they are facing their own starvation because of the famine. Can we say we are any different from the 10 sons of Jacob? We might be like Reuben, who had intended to rescue Joseph from the pit, but who got there too late, for Joseph had already been sold to the Ishmaelites. But all too often, we are among those who see the anguish of our sisters and brothers' hearts, that is, Joseph's heart, when they plead with us, yet we also pay them no heed. This is Joseph, refugees drifting on rafts in open seas, or immigrants at our borders. This is Joseph, people who are homeless and hungry, or children who are trafficked for sex or labor. This is Joseph, parents who are underemployed and overwhelmed, trying to support their families, or family members and friends suffering from depression or other illnesses. This is Joseph, students who are bullied in school, or Mother Earth crying out for relief. This is Joseph, the one in the mirror who fails to see his or her own dignity and goodness. With hearts so anguished, it is as if a famine has gripped our whole world too. Yes, there are the famines of wheat and grain, but also the famines of compassion and understanding, of acceptance and tolerance, of forgiveness and reconciliation, of compassion and love. It is just such a famine that creates anguish of hearts, but it need not be that way. We're told in today's gospel that Jesus summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. This same authority has been given to us in baptism. We, disciples of Jesus, have been given an unrationed spirit, the very power of Jesus in abundance, to drive out unclean spirits and to cure every dis-ease and to heal broken hearts, minds, and bodies. We do so with a kind word, with open arms, by hearing and responding to the cry of the poor, by listening to the other's perspective and experience, by challenging our politicians and church leaders to see things differently, by offering protection and accompaniment to safety, by writing letters and making donations, by simply letting those we encounter know that we see them and will not leave them alone. With such actions, we will not completely rid the world of its famines, but we will certainly be planting the seeds of the fruits and gifts of the Spirit so that they grow in abundance in our little corners of the world. Then living out of the harvest of such abundance, like Joseph, the governor of Egypt, who provided rations of grain for the people of all nations, and like Jesus the Christ, who feeds us with his own body and blood, we will feed those who hunger in every imaginable way with what has been given to us in our own hunger and brokenness, life-sustaining mercy, healing, and hope.